Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Camp Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is Friday, the 10th of December. Oh, thank God it's Friday. A lot of crazy stuff happening in the world. So this weekend, Steph Curry is 10 threes away from the record, all-time record of made threes. Steph's playing Seth. Is he going to bust his brother's eye? Is he going to set the record? Is he going to set the record against his own brother? We'll talk about that. The Lakers. Maybe they should be an underdog in every game. That's what one Laker said. We will talk about that. Also talk about a trend that I find truly, truly amazing when it comes to this team. So we'll talk about that as well. Also, last night that we need to discuss, a game that was a blowout that wasn't, a game that was a runaway that wasn't. So we will discuss that as well, all right here on the Cave Show today. Thank you for hanging with us. We did have our guest scheduled today. Last minute, just got the text, will not be able to make it. So you guys are stuck with me, PLR, on the Cave Show. We are going to talk an event that's coming up, though, a really good event put on by Arizona Twisted. So we will get into that as well a little bit later, have a great guest on to talk about what's going on in the charity world, especially this time of year where people like to go out and buy dogs and buy pets. And just kind of talk about some of the things that's happening with that. But all that being said, thank you for hanging out with us today. We are brought to you, of course, by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Located at 4991 South Alma School. That's Alma School in and Chandler Heights, locally in Chandler, Arizona. Get down there, let them know the PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. Become a club member, get you access to the members' lounge. Back there, they have a little bit of everything to make your life easy. One, they serve beer and wine. So not only do you get to enjoy an adult beverage, but you get to watch one of the many games on one of the many TVs that are up. Pick your sport, pick your TV, refrigerator, microwave, everything you need to make yourself feel at home is right there at Maduro's. Now, if you don't become a member, there's still no issue whatsoever. Just sit back, relax, enjoy your stick. Still a lot of great places to watch games and be yourself and enjoy that adult beverage. And if you just can't make it in at all, you can't make it at all, you're not a member, no worries. Just go to Stogie World, StogieWorld.com. Same great selection as if you're in the building. Same great selection. Order early enough in the day. Your cigar will ship out the exact same day. All this happens at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. But like I said, if you're in the house, make sure you let them know that PLR sent you. So last night, a funny thing happened on the way to a victory for Minnesota. They were up 29-0 on Pittsburgh. 29-0. And then Pittsburgh happened. One big play after the next, after the next, after the next. Now, there is one thing that was said or that happened last night, and I don't know if I agree with it or not, And, I mean, who am I to question Mike Tomlin? He's probably forgotten more football than I'll ever know. But he went for a two-point conversion at one point. And I know he's trying to catch up. I know he's trying to catch Minnesota. But it just seemed to me that in the third quarter, when he scored that one touchdown, he shouldn't have gone for two. I'm sorry, in the fourth quarter. He shouldn't have gone for two. I think that's the time you actually go for one, because if they had scored at the end of the game, then he doesn't need another two-point conversion. He only needs the one. And that was the only time I'm like, eh, I don't know. So the score was 29-0. Pittsburgh scores, they make it 29-7. Pittsburgh scores again, they make it 29-14. Pittsburgh scores again. Instead of making it 29-21, he went for the two and failed. So then Minnesota hits a 62-yard bomb. Pittsburgh scores again to make it 36-26. He goes for two there, makes it 36-28. If he had gone for one early, it would have been 29-21. Then after he went for the second one, it would have been 36-29 after the last two-point conversion. See, I'm not a big fan of chasing that early. And like I said, Mike Tomlin knows more football than I've forgotten. I'm just not a big fan of that. Never have been. See, there's only one time I really like going for two, and that's right at the start of the game. I don't know why, because I think you can always make those points up. Well, I just said, I don't know why, then I gave you why. But I don't mind at the start. But when you're chasing, I say, unless you just know. And here's the thing. They scored with 2 minutes to go in the third, 14-49 mark in the fourth, 12-11 mark of the fourth. So that momentum is rolling. Now, there was a lot of controversy at the very end of the game. And a lot of it had to do with Chase Claypool celebrating, bonehead move, but celebrating after he caught a first down with about 36 seconds left. When he did that, he, in essence, ate about 11, 12 seconds up. I mean, literally, he ate up about at least 12 seconds. I heard some people say 8, I've heard some people say 16, but it's about a good 12 seconds that he just ate up.